This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman, G-E-I-T-M, like Mary, A, and like November, P-A-C. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Janet Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F, like Frank, E-R. Date of birth, August 19th of 1948. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Schaefer with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. She was seen initially in consultation on September 19th of this year. It was felt that her chronic kidney disease was most likely secondary to hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and her recent hospitalization for sepsis. Creatinine levels have stabilized. They are fluctuating, though. September 25th, the creatinine was 1.85. October 16th, 2023, there was an increase to 2.13. And 11/10 of 2023, creatinine is 1.83. And her estimated GFR is currently 28. She's had no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She reports that she was positive for COVID infection and just got better last week. She had a cough, a sore throat, and some fatigue, but she's feeling 100% better at this time. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and she feels as if she empties her bladder well and that she's producing adequate amounts of urine. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. Since her last visit, her metoprolol 50 milligram daily was discontinued. I do want to highlight the Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide 125 once a day, as well as Lasix 20 milligram once a day. She's anticoagulated with warfarin, and she's also on a low dose of vitamin D3 once a day since her last visit. Physical exam, weight is 215 pounds, which is stable. Blood pressure 138 over 64. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done November 10th of 2023. Creatinine 1.83 with estimated GFR 28. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9.9, sodium is 138, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 32. Hemoglobin is 13.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, and no indication for dialysis. We've asked her to continue to have monthly lab studies done. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy on blood sugar reducing medication, Trulicity. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.